Like Isaiah is saying, we appreciate the privilege of being here. Appreciate you being here in the midst of the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Done something tonight I ain't never done in my life. Brought that phone. I ain't never brought one in church. Don't know that I ever said I never would, but I just don't. May not use it, but I've got something on it that I might need. May not. You never know. Quite frankly, I thought I had it cut off, but I don't never cut it off, so I don't know. It's still on, evidently. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. Appreciate the service thus far. I do. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I don't know altogether what we'll do or say, which way we might go. There's and you don't know all the time. You don't know how the Lord might move and how he might send. And I believe these preachers know that they have liberty to do that the Lord gives them to do. They don't bother me. I believe they know that. We all got our ways we go about things, way we do things, how we feel about things. I don't know which way to start tonight, just to be honest with you, but I'm going to read you a few verses, I believe. This is some very familiar scripture, as far as that goes. You've heard it quoted. You've probably heard it preached on, all such as that. But we... don't know which way, just to be honest with you. Don't know what to do first. 18th chapter, first verse. We're gonna read just a little bit. I do need your prayers. Need your help. It says, the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, now I latched on to that again. You know, that's a good thing. It is. That's a good thing. It's wonderful when the Lord passes by. But you know, it is really wonderful when he passes by again. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, And the children's teeth are set on edge. That's a question. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly. He is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, hath oppressed the poor and needy, hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to idols, and hath committed abomination, hath given forth upon usury, and hath taken increase, shall he then live? Question. He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he hath done, and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not seen, not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from the poor, and that hath not received usury nor increase, and hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die. For the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. That's all I'm going to read. You can read on in that of this scripture. The proverb that was very true in that day, the proverb of the father have eaten sour grapes and it has set the children's teeth on edge. go back just a little bit. I don't know. I told you, I don't know which way to go or start this evening, but by the Lord's help, we'll try to get to where we believe we're going. And I know tonight I've been there enough times, I might have to go the other way before I can come this way. And I might have to go the other way and never will come this away. But you just pray for just a minute. God being my helper. This proverb was true. This saying, this rule, that's what a proverb is. If I might, just a minute, I took the time and wrote down a definition, and it is to rule or make to have dominion over, power, or govern. So rule, proverb. This proverb shall be no more in Israel. No more. Now it was in force at this time. It most certainly was. And the truth of it is, it stayed in force. It didn't be done away with in the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. But it was a known fact, my friend, if the father had sinned, that sin, my friend, could cause retribution right straight down the line until the fourth generation. Father, son, 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 son. Fourth generation, my friend, would pay for that father's sin. That proverb was true. That proverb was real. I want to talk tonight, Lord help me, for just a minute, my friend, about the changing of the guards. The changing of the guards. Brethren, there's rules, and then there's rules. There's rules, my friend, that have never, ever been changed. Do you know that? I'll guarantee you, and I'm not very smart, but I know a few things. But I'll guarantee you that you can go down to your local courthouse and it would amaze you of some of the laws that had been put in place in the 1800s, my friend, that are still on the books today. Against the law. It's against the law. I venture to say it would amaze you how many still on the books, but they are not enforced. And a lot of them, my friend, are so outdated that they do not apply. You get the gist? The changing of the guards. Brethren, when this thing come into force, and when it began in the beginning, there were some things set in place that stayed in place until the law was fulfilled. Yes, sir. Until it was fulfilled. Brethren, and man could not fulfill it. He never did. It never was, my friend, God's intention to keep man from the tree of life. No, sir. He did not put that tree there that it might not take place in man's life one day. One day.
Bible says, my friend, that Adam and Eve, you might think, why, preacher, you've done lost your marbles. I got news for you. Brethren, it never was God's intention for man, my friend, not to have access to the tree of life. Woo! Woo! But it was not God's intention for him to take part of it in the flesh tonight. Woo! Woo! You think about it. My friend, the Bible says that he sent man from the garden. Sent him. Next verse says he drove him out. Drove him out of the garden. My friend, they were things that went on between Adam and God until Adam sinned and those things ceased. They ceased. A lot of people, my friend, thinks that I know that in calculating and looking at things that it would come to mind, my friend, that when sin entered the picture, my friend, then man died. And he did. And I'm going to tell you something. There was a death before he ever laid down his life. Brethren, that death that actually killed Adam happened while he was living. How? I know you say, preacher, you surely off the wall tonight. I got news for you. They were some things in force that God put in force, and man could not change them. He could not. Not only could not man change them, man did not change them. He tried. There's men, my friend, around that tried other ways. They tried to stay away from God's commandments. They went away from God's commandments. Brethren, they done things for their own desires. Yes, they did. But the laws of God was still in force. Didn't change it. Didn't change it. Listen. When God sent forth the man out of the garden and he drove him out, the Bible says that at the east of the garden of Eden, at the east, brethren, there was set a flaming sword. The Bible says, which turned every way. And there were cherubims. Yes, they were. Now, they were not to keep man out. No, sir. That was not the purpose, Crafton. God made it to where the tree of life would be kept until the fullness of time, my friend. Woo! Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, about that flaming sword and that them cherubims. Those cherubims, my friend, and there's not a whole lot of explanation what a cherubim is. And I'm going to be honest with you. God done everything He could. Everything He could for thousands of years, brethren, to try to get that of the fellowship back with man. Yes, He did. Those cherubims, I'll look sometimes, I think they, you say, preacher, they kept man out of that garden. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. But I want you to know one thing. There was no way that the fleshly, carnal man would ever take part of the tree of life. Preacher, you've lost your mind. Not a bit. Not a bit. We've changed some guards. Glory. Some things had to change. Yes, they did. Brethren, man, you think man, my friend, love God. He is about the farthest thing from Him. Very few men that lived in this world, my friend, that absolutely loved God. Very few. Very few. And I'm going to say this while I'm pointing a finger, my friend, and there was fewer than that priest that really loved God and kept His commandments. Very, very few. Ain't I telling you the truth? Brethren, there was no way. There was no way, brethren, that man was ever going to be satisfied out of the companionship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither is there any peace or companionship today, brethren, outside of Jesus Christ tonight. No, they're not. You can name them. I'll say you can name them on your hands and your toes. About how many there was. Listen. God blessed man when man followed Him. Naturally. He did. He dealt with thousands of years of morality and carnality, and brethren, and still never had full fellowship. No, he didn't. He gave them the law. Brethren, they couldn't keep it. They couldn't keep it. Man couldn't keep it. Brethren, he give them, you won't know why he give them the feast and the, brethren, the communions and the relationships of bringing sin offerings and heave offerings and brethren, he done it all that man might look toward him. He told them over, I'm glad to take my time. I don't feel the best in the world, but I've got something. Hey, something got a hold of me. Thank God I'd like to share it with you. Listen, there's been a change of guards. He done those things. He set things in force. Brethren, he told the priest how to carry out the priesthood. Did he not give them the pattern? Did he not tell them what to do, how to do it, and when to do it? Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, just because you're a priest did not mean you're one bit closer to God. Them prophets prophesied their heads off. Did they not? Oh, Ezekiel over there, he saw visions. He got over there and he saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh. Then he said, when these turned, they turned. Glory, hallelujah! Then the midst of them wheels was coals of fire. Was it not? Where's that flame coming from? Listen. What did Isaiah say? He said, I'll not speak another word. I'm unclean. Yes, sir. And he saw until one of the cherubims, brethren, went down, swooped at the old altar, got a coal, and touched his lips. Thank God made him clean. Did he not? Listen. Brethren, they couldn't cleanse themselves. They couldn't keep themselves clean. Even the priests themselves had to wash. Did they not? Wash and clean and cleanse themselves before they performed the duties. Brethren, you come into the temple, my friend, if you, them priests, when they went in that holy place, they went by the wash pot, the vessels. Yes, they did. Listen, brethren, things ain't changed a whole lot, but there's been a change of the guards. I got too much, just to be honest with you. I had to go backwards. Might not get to where I was at. Preacher, you was at? I might not get to where I was at. Crafton, you know what I mean? Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah! Brethren, ain't it wonderful just to sit down in the presence of God? I wished I had the strength, but I'm going to give you all I can. If the Lord help me. Preacher, it seems to me like that he kept man from getting to the tree of life. That's not, you know, most of the folks, even today, my friend, think that they can't get to God. Had a man say something to me yesterday, and he said, "Oh, I can't wait till that rapture." And he said, "I can be with Christ for 1,000 years. Yeah. He no sooner said that, and I said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "Have you ever been born again? Saved?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Are you not with Christ now?" Amen. Huh? Amen. Huh? I said, "Answer me. Are you not with Christ now?" Amen. He said, "I ain't never thought about it." Exactly what he said. "I ain't never thought about it." Brethren? Yeah. Huh? Christ ain't forgot us. Yeah. No, sir. He didn't come down here, my friend, to give his life and things not change. Brethren, it changed. The guard changed. Yes, sir. The guard changed. You will not, and if you do, you can tell them point blank that they don't know what they're talking about. You don't hear men preach the proverb, "Fathers have eaten sour grapes and set the children's teeth on edge." You don't hear it. You know why? It's changed. It's changed. It didn't change the 18th chapter of Ezekiel, but brethren, it changed when God sent his son and he done a work. Thank God, and it changed the whole course of things. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're no longer under tutors and governors and schoolmasters. You might be living under them, but I'm not. Crafton, I've got it. I'm just going to preach it. Brethren, there's some things that changed. And brethren, you ought to live in the change. You might think it real strange when I tell you where this message come from. I thought it was strange. Drive that man out. We're going to sit at the east of Eden. Cherubims and a flaming sword. Now those cherubims were used. They was used. Brethren, and for the most part, did they not minister unto man? Yes, sir. We ain't got cherubims no more. The guards changed. You hear me? They had them. Isaiah, my friend, come in contact with them. Ezekiel come in contact with them. Yes, sir. And they were a figure in that of the Old Testament concerning the sacrifices and the holiness of God. They were present. When they built that ark, did not they put above the ark cherubims, wings, facing each other, wing touching wing. Did they not? Brethren, God trying to show man, brethren, one day, thank God we go have a relationship. I'll meet you where? I'll meet you where? Thank God for the cherubims at the mercy seat. Ho! 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 Glory! Hallelujah! You say, preacher, you've lost me. I got news for you. They'd a lot of people lost. They most certainly are. Listen. Thank the good Lord. Brethren, that way was kept. Yes, sir, that way was kept. And man did not have access to the tree of life. No, sir. Not at that point. And man, God done everything. Everything in His power, brethren, to bring man back into full fellowship. Can I say this? Without sending His Son, He done all He could do. Yes, sir. The old angel told John, weep not. They wept. Darrell. They mourned. Yes, they did. Brethren, they lived in them old days. Thank God when the clouds held over them all the day long, all their life long. Yeah. Yes, sir. By one's man's disobedience, many have been made sinners. All have been made sinners. By one man's disobedience. And man, my friend, could not find his way back to God. And God wooing him all the time. God calling him all the time. God searching him all the time. Crafted, but man could not get that full fellowship. I would to God tonight I could open my heart and show you this proverb is no more. This rule, this government, this power, thank God, is no more. Not in our day. Can I tell you something? God didn't change the rule for the worst of man. What did he tell John? What did the angel tell John? John wept. He wept. You know why he wept? He wept because no man was found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. Thank God it was shut up and they had not yet been revealed. I'm going to preach it. Was it not sealed? Even on the backside. Yes, sir. There's no man, no man, no man. the heavens had been searched. The earth had been searched. Beneath the earth had been searched. Is that not what he said? And no man was found worthy to loose the seals from off the books. Abraham, Moses, Job, Samuel, Isaiah, David, all that you want to talk about, brethren, never was worthy. I'm going to preach that to you. Glory, 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 hallelujah. But it ain't over yet. John, weep not, for there's one been found worthy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Huh? Yes, sir. Of which tribe there never was proclaimed to ever have a priest in it. Glory! Glory, glory, glory. Woo! Hallelujah! The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He knowed who he was talking about. Did you know that? I believe the Bible says that the scepter would not ever fail to be in the house of Judah. Something along them lines. Listen, they lived them years, my friend. You don't feel sorry for them. Do you know what Father Abraham told the rich man? When the rich man said, Father Abraham said, send Lazarus down there to my five brethren. He said, one rose from the dead, go talk to them, said they'd believe him. You know what Father Abraham told the rich man? He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Glory, hallelujah. Ho! Oh. You don't think they had enough? Folks, they had enough to believe Jesus. When he come. But they chose not to. The majority. Did they not? Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. Did he not? Sent his son. Can I tell you something? You, carnally, naturally, fleshly, you still have no access to the tree of life. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. I'm going to. Adam couldn't get a hold of it, and you can't either in the flesh. Huh? Can't do it, Danny. We cannot. We cannot live good enough. Thank God to get the tree of life. They better change the guards. Yes, they have. Things changed. You know how you've got access to the tree of life? Matter of fact, my friend, do you know what or who the tree of life is. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. How in this world did you get a hold of it tonight? Listen. What did Jesus tell the woman at the well? He said, woman. He said, the time is coming and now is. When you'll neither worship in this mountain, nor at Jerusalem, nor at Samaria, but they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth tonight. Amen. Yes, sir. What was it that changed Isaiah? Them coals off the altar. Huh? That fire? That flaming sword? Brethren, the Bible said, Ezekiel said, and he spoke to the one. He said, and that cherubim went down and got a coal out of the midst of that wheel, and he put it in the hand of him. Thank God, which was the tree of life.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The Lamb of God. Hear me. Hear me. You don't have access to it naturally, carnally, fleshly. I'm going to be just as plain as I know how to be. Thank God your flesh part ain't going to heaven. No, sir. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's something about you that better have changed before you leave this world.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You die in a lost condition, you're going to wake up in a lost condition. It ain't going to change. No, sir. No, sir. Brethren, the changing room is here. I'm going to preach it. Whether you believe it or not, I'm going to preach it. Brethren, there's got to be something changed about a person before they'll ever know what the kingdom of heaven is. And he ain't talking about after a while. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. It don't do it. It can't. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Whether you believe it or not, God is a reasonable God. And he is a God that has no respect of person. I can prove it to you. In the Word. Change of guards. Did not things change? John on the River Jordan baptizing. He'd done cried out and he said, a generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Did he not? And here appeared who? Jesus. And the Bible says that in the form of a dove, the Spirit came down. Is that not right? I think I'm still in the book. Huh? Glory, hallelujah! John would have not known anything without the Spirit's evidence.
Amen.
And he heard a voice. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Folks, access was fixing to come. Glory, hallelujah! You say, preacher, you telling me there ain't no more sin? I didn't say that. And I'm not going to preach that to you. But he took away the sin of the world. That separated man. And you ought to shout, my friend, just because you live in this day. Because the truth of it is, you can't do this on your own. Preacher, you've been everywhere. I can't help it. It's in the book. It's in there. Folks, you tell me what changed when Jesus Christ left here. And the Bible says that he had been among more than 500. And he had done many infallible truths. By the way, them infallible truths was done in about a 40-day period. I ain't got time to get into it. Listen. Been a change of the guards. What do you mean, preacher? That proverb's fixing to go out the window. Preacher, it ain't went yet? Not yet. Brethren, them disciples that followed him, they followed him by sight. Mary, the mother of Jesus herself, was in the upper room waiting to be endued with power from on high. I'll preach it. Preacher, she is saved. She is no more saved than Joe Blow. Huh? I'm sorry. She was a specific vessel that God used, and brethren, she chose to allow God to use her. Amen. Yes, she did. Why else, Danny? If she is saved, what in the world is she waiting on? She is waiting on that all man was waiting on, that had not yet been given, folks. Goodness. Joel prophesied, he said, in that great and notable day of the Lord. He said, before the great and notable day of the Lord come, these things is going to happen. You can go and read it for yourself in the book of Joel. If you don't like that reading, you can turn over in the second chapter of the book of Acts and you can read it there. Glory! Word for word, pretty much. Verbatim. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, did he not? After he had received that of the Holy Ghost. Truth of it is, he didn't know how to handle it. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, Randy.
Three little words. Brethren, change the course of what was beginning to happen. Yes, sir. when Peter cried out, he said, "This is that." I might be ignorant, but there's some things I can figure out. Can't you? "This is that." And his next words was, "Which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Amen. In those days. In those days. That's what Joel prophesied. "In those days shall the Spirit be spread abroad upon all flesh and all handmaidens." Yes, sir? Before the great and notable day of the Lord. I believe Peter calls it the great and terrible day, or the great and dreadful day. It's been called all three. But there's talking about the same day. You hear me? They wasn't talking about a day coming after a while. No, sir. They was talking about that day. Brethren, that day that Peter preached unto them, things that Peter didn't know he knew. You don't believe that, do you? You read the book and you see if they wasn't things that the Lord explained to them disciples. Explained unto them. And he said, you will not remember these. In other words, you don't understand. And they didn't. They followed him. They didn't understand. They followed him for 3.5 years. You hear me? And they didn't understand, Leroy. Do you know why they didn't understand? They didn't understand because the changing of the guard hadn't yet come. But it's coming. He's pointing them to it. He's sending them to it. He's doing everything in his power to get them ready, Darrell. When that Spirit comes, it might bring them back to their remembrance. Can I tell you something? You might be one of them, "Well, preacher, if the Lord wants me to say something, he'll give it to me." I'm going to tell you something. If they ain't nothing in there to give, he ain't going to give you much. You know why we read that right there? Preacher, you quote scripture and what have you, don't mean a thing. Don't mean a thing. You hear me? There's times that I can't even remember what it says. I have to go and look it up. And sometimes I can't even find it. Yeah. I hate them times, but those times I just can't find what I'm looking for. And I know for a fact it's in there. Why, preacher? I've read it. I've read it. I know it's in there. Well, why can't you just go to it? It don't work that way, folks. Can I tell you that? It don't work that way. I had a preacher friend ask me. He said, "Randy," he said, How do you study?" And at that time, I don't spend the hours and the time that I should. You hear me? Why should you, preacher? I love it. But you know what? The Lord understands. There's a few things I do in this world, ain't much, but there's a few things I do. And there's a few things I want to do. "Well, preacher, he wants me to bury my nose in it." I got news for you. And you can take it to the bank. If he's impressed you to stick your nose in that book, you better get in it. Because if you don't, you never will get nothing out of it. I'm serious, dead serious. And I told that preacher friend, he said, I get to reading. He said, about an hour. He said, next thing I know, I'm nodding off. I said, yeah, but it's that second hour where you get it's that second hour, my friend, where all them nuggets come from. I couldn't help it. I told him the truth. You hear me? I told him the truth. You're going to think I've lost my mind where this message come from. Preacher, God don't work that way. I found out God works in everything. It's according to where your mind is. Huh? Is that not right? Have I confused you? Listen. The guard's changed. The proverb is no more. That rule's out the window. It's gone. Now Christ fulfilled the law. Bible says to a jot and a tittle. He did. He fulfilled it. In the flesh. Did you hear that? That's important. It's important he put on the fleshly man. But it's also important that he fulfilled all things in the flesh. You hear me? I ain't got time to get into all that. I know. But things changed on the day of Pentecost, and they spread from there. Amen. And I'm glad to tell you, folks, it's still spreading. Hey, it ain't got no end to it. Do you know it? It's going to continue. I can't help how bad things get. I really can't. You're more than welcome. I don't care. You can't read it from here. I write a few things down. You think that's my message? That's about all you're going to find. Very few, but you'll find a lot of them. Most of them's got definitions. Except on this side, I got scripture. I got about 20 different verses right there. Well, preacher, what do they mean? I couldn't tell you. At the time I wrote them down, I could have told you. But I couldn't tell you. Listen. Listen, folks. There's not but one way to the pearly gates. Number 66 in the church hymnal. Ain't but one way. One way. And folks, since Christ has came, listen, since Christ has came, the rules have been the same. You hear me? Y'all know without a doubt, you can quote that. There's 10 of them. You can put it that close. Ezekiel, when he is talking about the fathers and the son's son, brethren, he talked about pretty much that. Yes, he did. But the New Testament says, I write unto you a new commandment, which is not new. Is that right? That's what he said. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all, little word, all thine heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. And the second commandment is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. Is that not book? That's right. It's right. I didn't write it. It's in there. Folks, that's the rule. Do you hear that? That's the rule. It don't change for nobody. Nobody. No person upon the face of this earth, brethren, comes under any other commandment nor law. That's fact. We got a world don't believe that. Sad part of it is we're in a position today where there's a lot of church don't believe that. So-called church. So-called them of us. They don't believe it. You know why I can preach that? You know why I can say that? He told you. When he leaves here and goes wherever he goes tomorrow, brethren, he's still a representation of Mountain View Baptist Church. I don't care if he goes to the moon and back. He's a representation. He's an ambassador. And you are too. Is that not right, Steve?
That's true.
That's what the book teaches. I'm not bringing this stuff up, folks. The guards changed, but I want you to know when it changed, thank God, she's sealed.
Amen.
Ain't no changing her. It'll never be changed. Never will. Never, ever. Never, ever will it change. Can I tell you something, folks? The way that man has access to the tree of life will not change. It remains the same. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we got access to it. You're way behind. You're way behind. That tree of life ain't up there in heaven. Huh? Well, preacher, there's one in the river and one on each side. I said, no, not in heaven. Huh? You ain't going to need salvation in heaven. You ain't going to need access to salvation in heaven. No, sir. Brethren, all of that happens while you're on this side. If we bury you tomorrow, do you have it? It's serious. If we bury you tomorrow, why, preacher, I'm going to be here tomorrow. There ain't no way you can guarantee me that. No form or fashion. You cannot guarantee me. Man went in the doctor's office. Doctor looked at all his blood work. Looked at everything. Looked at him. Said, you're in good shape. Walked out of the doctor's office and fell over dead. I know what I'm talking about. You hear me? Well, preacher, doctor, give him a good bill of health. Doctors don't know everything. I'm going to tell you something about us. We don't tell everything. Do we? You don't tell your companion exactly everything. Preacher, you put me on the spot. I don't care. I'm just telling you, we don't do it. We don't do it. Get out there working, my friend, and about fall over dead. You don't tell her. Huh? You wait around a while till you feel a little better. Huh? You go back in the house. I got your number, folks. Listen. Listen, we under a better umbrella than they were. Yes, sir. We got benefits. Thank God, benefits they could never reach, but they have reached. Amen. If they died in faith. Amen. Ain't that a fact? Brethren, I don't have a bit more than they got, and thank God they ain't got a bit more than I've got tonight. We got it all together. I've enjoyed preaching to you tonight. I have thoroughly enjoyed preaching to you. My curiosity got to running today. And I've heard the statement. I was going to read you an article, but I'm not going to. We're going to let things pretty much lay like it is. But I'm going to tell you what the article is. And I'm going to tell you where it come from. If you don't know anything. I preached one time that a two before is not a two before. The house that I live in was built in 1960. And it has a few two-by-fours in it. Very few, but it has a few. My grandmother's house, right down below us, was built in 1947, I believe. Now, if you want to see some two-by-fours, they some two-by-fours. They'll actually measure about 2 1/8 by 4 1/8. Huh? I understand how things works. I understand how people gets ingenuities and try to save things. I understand that. I want to save our forest too, but I'm going to tell you, have you rode around lately? They cutting trees everywhere, but don't worry, you ain't going to run out of oxygen. If they cutting them everywhere, by the way, but there's still trees out there, and it's still going to produce oxygen. And you're better off. Now, it's a fact. You're better off living in the country than you are the city. It's a fact. It's proven. In more ways than one, Bruce. In more ways than one. I understand today the industry has dwindled. And it was 1.5 inches by 3.5. That was when I was here the second time. I venture to say, my friend, you put your tape measure on one today. She might hit 1.5 inches, but it's going to be close. And it'll be under close. You hear me? 3.5. More like 3 1/4. But the industry, listen, the industry accepts it. They accept it. We got to save. I understand all that. Do you understand tonight that the fact of it is, if somebody ever gets born again, it takes the Spirit of God. It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't ask me how it works. But I can tell you one thing. It works. It works. Do you know how they had access to the tree of life? Same way you do. It's through the Spirit. Yes, sir. That's what kept it open. You say, preacher, I thought God did. Well, God is a consuming fire. But I can also read a verse where it says God is a spirit. I quoted you part of it. God is a spirit. Is that not right? Folks, it takes more to get born again than just turning over a new leaf. It takes more to getting born again than just coming down and answering a few questions. You hear me? I'm going to be playing with you tonight. Those things still deal with the outward man. And that outward man never did get in the inner court. Read your book. The Gentiles was, they could come, but they had to be in the outer court. Did they not?
Yes, they did.
They could not enter the inner court. They had to be on the outside. Brethren, folks that thinks that they're born again, I'm just going to be plain with you, that's answered a few questions, that's talked to some good old saint. My friend, I want you to know they still in the outer court. Shame on them. Shame on them. There's access to the inner court. Yes, they are. Thank the good Lord. Brethren, when I come to Him that night, I cannot tell you how He done it. But I can tell you why He done it. Yes, sir. He died that I might have access. And I come through the door. That's the message. How many of you know what woke means? Most of you probably know more than I do about it. I know diddly squat. As far as that goes, I know nothing. Zero. My curiosity got to running this morning. So I'm ingenuity enough. I just typed her in. What is woke? And I read a fine article about what woke is. And they were not ashamed at all. And I'm not saying they should be in respect to that. But what I can understand, they've took the rule and they've done away with it. And if they hadn't, they want the right to do it. You hear me? And they want to be accepted for doing it. And they don't want any negativity about it. Hear me? And this article was written by some of our good university professors. Scholars. is happy to put it on there, Crafton. These articles and these come from your university scholars and professors. I ain't going to tell you what woke means. You're going to have to go home and do the same thing I did. Some of you may agree with it. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not here. It quote started politically, so they say, but it comes down to the individual, my friend. Somebody offended me. Somebody offended me. Well, let me ask you a question. What are we going to do about that? We going to go get the law? That ain't going to happen. So they're offended. I'll leave it just like that. You can read it for yourself. What does woke mean? Preacher, that message didn't come from there. Well, I'd be lying if I told you it didn't. Somebody's moved the rules. Somebody's moved the way marks. This conference night,